Hanging Lake is under siege.
The unique, fragile ecosystem at Hanging Lake, beautiful, beautiful site, has really been threatened.
That's Aaron Mayville, district ranger for the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger District at the White River National Forest. Mayville told reporters Tuesday that visitors to the designated National Natural Landmark have increased from 99,000 in 2014 to 150,000 in 2016. Those numbers are rising and causing damage to the ecosystem. First, there's the trail.
If you've been up there on a busy day, you'll see that people queue. You know, they line up at certain pinch points in the trail. Some walk around each other. You know, you're walking side by side, those kind of things. And it has what's called a trail widening effect. The trail physically widens. And so that's a direct biological impact on the vegetation along the trail.
Then there's the lake, an ancient travertine lake.
Travertine is a limestone deposit that takes thousands of years to kind of build up. And what we see at Hanging Lake is the bottom of it has this travertine deposit built up. And like any kind of natural fragile ecosystem, it doesn't react well to people kicking it or throwing rocks in it. And that's what we've seen.
Visitors are not allowed to swim in the lake, but, says Mayville, it happens anyway.
People kind of jumping in the lake, splashing around, dogs jumping in the lake, et cetera, can have an effect on the pH balance and the water quality of the lake itself. We have seen a growth in algae along the lake rim over the years as a result.
So the U.S. Forest Service, along with the State Transportation Department, the City of Glenwood Springs, Garfield County, the Volte Center, and others came up with a proposal to save the lake and make sure that restrictions don't hurt the local tourist economy. It's called the Hanging Lake Adaptive Management Plan. It's in the early stages. Tuesday was the beginning of the initial scoping process, the first of several stages that projects on public lands have to go through, according to the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA. Planners decided on four main points.
The first is the institution of a daily capacity of 615 people per day, year-round. With that 150,000 visitors to Hanging Lake last summer, what we see is upwards of 1,000 to 1,100 people per day on peak days. The second is a fee-based reservation system. The third will be the institution of some kind of mandatory shuttle service during peak season, May to October.
Mayville says this is not a new idea, that visitor management plans for the Maroon Bells and the Vail Pass Recreation Area have been successful. But the White River National Forest is the most visited national forest in the country, and it doesn't look like this will change in the near future. He adds that too many visitors to Hanging Lake is a management paradox.
Our forest budgets have not exactly grown and make things like this a challenge. On the flip side, however, we take the White River's visitation numbers as a point of pride. The more people that can be out and enjoy public land to understand why they exist, ultimately to steward them, and to, you know, perpetuate the great idea of the public land system in this country.
The Hanging Lake Adaptive Management Plan still has to go through a few stages, including opportunities for the public to weigh in. The U.S. Forest Service expects to implement restrictions this coming winter. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.